The number of homeless students in the U.S. is growing. In the 2015-2016 school year, there were more than 1.3 million homeless kids in schools. That's more than double the number from just about a decade ago. Federal law requires school districts to identify these kids, offer them resources, and make it as easy as possible for them to get to school. But as Lee Romney from member station KALW reports from Oakland, California, the funding does not come close to meeting the needs of homeless students.
Just water
right here. 10-year-old Nassim Bennett is getting ready for school. The fifth grader can't find his bubblegum toothpaste, so he has to use the adult stuff.
That really stings the mouth.
It sounds like a typical domestic scene, but this isn't Nassim's house. He and his mom, Raquel Allenby, are sleeping in his great-grandmother's living room.
Is this where you sleep?
Nassim sleeps on an air mattress, his mother on the couch, and they get up really early. That's because Nassim's school is 22 miles and three counties away. For years, Raquel and Nassim lived in Oakland with Mr. Spooky the cat and Cujo the chihuahua. When Nassim was in fourth grade, they got evicted from their apartment. Raquel says wrongfully. It's hard for her to use the word, but about a year ago, they became homeless.
Nassim is the main one that I worry about because I know when he's stressed out.
The National Center for Homeless Education reports that students who lose their housing, even briefly, perform more poorly in school. They're often late or miss days. They're less likely than any other group to graduate. Nassim's had anxiety attacks, temper tantrums, lots of stress eating. After they were evicted, he and his mom had no choice but to come here to his great-grandma's one-bedroom apartment near a leafy park in South San Francisco.
And then traveling from here all the way to Oakland, and then go Oakland, and then back here.
The back and forth? That's so Nassim can stay in the same school where he's been since kindergarten, where they know him and care about him.
Oh, where are my Pokemon cards?
The whole trip takes nearly 2 hours. Keeping Nassim in the same school is actually Raquel's legal right. 3 decades ago, President Ronald Reagan signed the McKinney-Vento Homeless Assistance Act into federal law. The idea is to provide stability for homeless children. The law guarantees that students who've lost their fixed housing can stay at the school they've been attending. It guarantees other rights, too, like help with transportation costs to and from school. Raquel and Nassim could really use that.
What's this say, 340?
Does it have a B on it?
The bulk of their commute is a long ride on Bay Area Rapid Transit, or BART. Nassim has plenty of company. His school district, Oakland Unified, saw an increase of more than 50% in its homeless student tally last year to almost 1,600 kids. This is Trish Anderson, Oakland Unified's McKinney-Vento liaison.
So when you think about the number of people in that situation in Oakland right now with the housing crisis, that number is bound to be larger than it was in the past, in previous years.
The law says districts have to work with schools to identify students who've lost their housing. They're supposed to spread the word at soup kitchens and shelters and motels so families know what they're entitled to. Staying in their home school, enrolling without proof of an address, getting transportation help, and additional supports like referrals to housing. But there's a gap between what the law promises and what it delivers. Oakland Unified's funding has stayed flat for the past 3 years.
Okay, thank you everybody. So we are going to begin by dismissing from the sides with Ms. Thomas's class and Ms. Chandler's class. Go ahead on in.
In class, Nassim puts his head on his desk. His teacher, Ms. Grill, leans down close to check in.
How are you doing, Nassim?
I don't know.
You don't know? Is today feeling a little hard, the first day back at school? You're hungry? Well, why don't you eat an apple or some yogurt?
New changes to the federal law that went into effect in late 2016 call for more training for school personnel so that homeless students are flagged and plugged into support. But Oakland Unified's budget is bare bones. Anderson spends a lot of time hunting for private donations. As for those regional commuter train tickets that Nassim and his mom need, the district doesn't provide them. Anderson says even funding for local bus passes doesn't stretch.
Around April, we're running out of funding for transportation.
Back in South San Francisco, after a 14-hour day, Raquel and Nassim are exhausted. Raquel says she loves to dream about the home she'll share with her son again one day. But Nassim doesn't want to play that game.
But do you want your own room again one day?
Yeah.
What do you miss about that? You don't want to say, huh?
They spent the whole fall semester having conversations like this and struggling to get Nassim to school on time. But just a few weeks ago, they got lucky. Raquel found a studio apartment in Oakland. She says making the rent won't be easy on her janitor's pay. But she and Nassim will now have their privacy, and he'll get more sleep, which will help him at school. For Here and Now, I'm Lee Romney in Oakland.